Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
We made it to a Thursday, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. I didn't plan on it being an emotional day, but Fritzy does and did. Came in this morning. First thing he said to me was, "You know what today is?" And I said, "Thursday." And he goes, "What's more than that?" I go, I think it was 20 years ago that we started working together. And he goes, "Yeah, I was going to get you a card." I said, "I don't know." Fritzy goes, "I was going to get you a card, but those things cost like $4 or $5. I said, "Well, how about you write a limerick about our relationship? It's been 20 years that we started working together." And Todd goes, "I kind of get a tear in my eye." And I said, "I don't. But I do value the relationship, the friendship, and it's been 20 years. Thank you, Todd."
"And you still love me but don't like me."
"Yeah, that's true. But that's love. I mean, that's life. That's relationship.
I'll take love over like."
"Yeah. 20 years ago today, were we doing SportsCenter or doing the radio show?"
"We were doing both."
"Okay."
"Okay. Simultaneously."
"Okay. You were wearing two hats back then, as they like to say. But
yeah, there were a few hats. Some TV needed guests, radio needed guests.
Yeah,
ESPN News needed guests.
Yeah.
They all still do."
"Yeah, they do. 20 years ago today, Todd Fritz and I started working."
"How about that?"
"Yeah." "Yes, Paul."
I remember Fritzy's first day because I was there about a week before, and Fritzy moved from California and was assigned to us. Mm-hmm. And he walked in with this gigantic briefcase. Like the kind you'd see maybe like a lawyer in L.A. Law, but packed the gills, like where it was filled with all his laundry. And he just, boom, boom, right down on the thing, opened it up, spread out all over his cubicle.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the day, and again, I just met Fritzy that morning. I'd heard his name before, but I'd never met him. He packed up everything he owned, like his entire desk, and left like he was leaving for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
And he's been doing that every day since I've known him.
He would have all these media guides, but he would take them home with him. And he would have his notebooks in there. You'd spread them out and then gather them up at the end of the day. And it was as if that person just left the company every single day.
I almost took my name tag down, too, just in case they needed the space.
Yeah.
But now that we have PDFs and everything's, we're saving trees and everything's online, you don't have to have 15 media guides, which is kind of nice.
I don't know how to celebrate today.
You don't need to celebrate in any particular way. It's just nice that... That's a nice run.
Okay.
That just has been continuing, and it's been awesome.
Yeah. Just ding it. Well, you did say you were going to get a card, so you did think about celebrating.
I did. I went into the local Hallmark, and even with my card where you get points or whatever, yeah, it was still going to be like $6.99. And then, you know, God forbid you ask them for one of those little gold stickers, so you don't have to like lick the envelope with your tongue. They look at you sideways.
Well, happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
All right. Welcome to the program. Everybody's in good spirits today. Reggie Miller a little bit later on. We got basketball coming up tonight. Recap some hockey from last night. Oilers Avalanche game two. Can they provide an encore to game one? It was the Rangers roughing up the Lightning 6-2. They're up 1-0 in the series. Kyler Murray shows up for the Cardinals OTA. Surprise, surprise. Brady and Rodgers beat Mahomes and Allen. That was fun. I watched a lot of that last night. Say good morning to those watching on Peacock. That's our streaming partner. Download the app. You can watch for free. And we say good morning to our radio affiliates around the country. Fox Sports Radio, iHeartRadio, and the other great affiliates that we have, numbering nearly 400. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DPShow. Play of the day, stat of the day, all of that forthcoming. Poll question as well. Father's Day, we got you covered. DanPatrick.com. A lot of great sales going on there. Go to DanPatrick.com and you can set up dad for Father's Day. By the way, this program brought to you by Simply Safe. You always have somebody looking out for you. To claim a free indoor security camera plus 20% off, go to SimplySafeDan.com. No contracts, no hidden fees, just good people. SimplySafeDan.com. Seton, what do you have for me today on this Thursday, hour one?
Well, we could go with who you're rooting for, Warriors or Celtics.
Rooting for.
Yeah. But should we do a who do you think will win? Who do you want to win?
How about who do you want to win?
Okay.
Because I'm curious if people want Golden State to be labeled a dynasty. This is, what, six times in the last 8 years they've gone to the finals. Steph would get his fourth NBA title. How about the Celtics getting a title, breaking the tie with the Lakers? I picked Golden State starting the year, so you know I'm picking them, and that's my rooting interest. Because I would like to see Steph Curry win another championship there and do it without Kevin Durant. And I wanted to see Klay Thompson be able to come back and play at a high level on a big stage. Draymond Green, sometimes I like him, sometimes I don't, but he's always interesting. Steve Kerr getting another championship. Not that he needs another one. Here's another thing. And I've been around the NBA for a long, long time. As I've mentioned, I've either been a fan watching games in person or covering it for over 50 years. We talk about experience. That the Boston Celtics, they don't have any experience in the finals. Well, I'd like to point out that Golden State lost two championships and lost them to rookie coaches, Nick Nurse and Ty Lue. So we didn't say anything about that, like, oh, rookie head coaches, no experience. And guess who's a rookie this year? Ime Udoka, who is the Boston Celtics head coach. Now, you might be surprised. Some people are going to tune in and go, wait, where's Brad Stevens? Wait, who's that? He's a former player. Actually played against Steph Curry, guarded Steph Curry occasionally, kind of. But, you know, we talk about experience. Well, what about the head coach? And I was listening to some people talk about yesterday the Celtics had a shoot around and they were just looking at the building. And see, I don't buy into that. This isn't the first time they've been to this building. You know, when you go to the Super Bowl, you might be playing in a stadium that you didn't play in or you haven't played in. It's not like you go, my God, look at this building. All I care about is the background. When I shoot, what's the background? The lighting? How's the floor? Having been on the old Boston Garden parquet floor, I was shocked at the disrepair of that. That there were dead spots, there were gaps in between the parquet floor, you know, these blocks that they had there, or sections they had there. You know, that's a building where you want to know where the fire exits are. It's like, just in case I need to get out of this building. But I don't think these players are going, walking around in wonderment like, oh my God, look at this. But that experience, they don't have that experience. Okay. Jason Tatum got playoff experience. Al Horford, playoff experience. I don't know how much that matters or it doesn't matter. But I think if you're, it feels like people go, Golden State. Yeah, you know, they got the experience. Okay. You had two rookie coaches who won championships against the team that had experience there. Yeah, Seton.
But how different is playoff experience and finals experience?
I think once the game starts, I don't know if it changes.
You don't think it gets a little more tense the closer you get to a ring?
Well, yeah. But, you know, the stakes are higher. But you still have to dribble the ball, shoot the ball, and play defense. I mean, you still have to do all the same things. It's like nothing changes unless how a game is called. That's about it. You know, they might call it differently. Certain officials favor certain teams or certain styles. But I don't buy into this. Well, Boston doesn't have any experience. Or that's going to come back and haunt them. If two rookie coaches win championships against this team, then I don't know if I'm going to look at a player and go, well, he's going to have a hard time, but their coach is going to be great. You know when a coach is great? When you win. That's it. And if you win, nobody's going to be talking about lack of experience. And if you lose, I don't think they're going to, you know, the moment's too big for Udoka. You know, we're going to look at the result. You know, we're a result-oriented sports society here. But I don't, was Nick Nurse overwhelmed when the series started? Ty Lue overwhelmed? Comes down to, can your players play? No, that's it. Do you play? You know, it's still the same distance when you shoot a three. Still the same distance when you shoot a free throw. You know, it's like Hoosiers. When Hoosiers gets to Indianapolis, they go out there, Butler Fieldhouse, they measure. Yep, it's 10. You know, Gene Hackman says, Norman Dale says, hey, go up there and measure. Yep, it's 10 feet. Well, it's the same measurements back in Hickory. Now, you have more people there. I don't think these players are going to go, oh, my God, there's a lot of people here. Yeah, see.
Did that Warriors team lose to Ty Lue or to LeBron James?
Well,
technically.
Yeah, it's a good point.
I don't know how many minutes Ty Lue got, but I think LeBron did pretty well.
Yeah, well, you know, Boston's got Jason Tatum, who's a first-team All-NBA player. Got the Defensive Player of the Year in Marcus Smart. Jaylen Brown, emerging superstar. They got depth.
How many years can you be an emerging superstar, by the way?
I still feel like I'm emerging. Yeah. After about 35 years. I'm emerging. Jaylen Brown of talk radio. So what else do we have here? Who are you rooting for?
We could also do this one maybe a little later in the show if you want. Better franchise all time. Celtics? Lakers.
I like how Celtics fans get upset that the Lakers include the titles won in Minneapolis. To that, I would say, how many of Boston's titles were won before 1970? You know? And what, eight? Half of them? But then you'll get the Boston fan to say, you can't include Minneapolis in here. Well, okay. You guys, you know, we're winning titles against plumbers and electricians. Yes, Mark.
I was going to say. Plumbers and electricians is such a good line.
I know.
I was going to say against white guys named Dickie. But, you know, look, they were playing with eight teams. And, all right, look at all the titles post-Russell.
Okay.
And what do you have? But that's almost like the Yankees, too. The Yankees are like, oh, we got 27. All right, what happened post, you know, JFK assassination? How many after that?
The Celtics have one title in the past 36 seasons.
Yeah.
Before that, they have all of them, basically. I think I got 16 in 27 years. Probably 16 in 30 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, 16 in 30. They went from, if you go to 1956 to 1986, the Celtics won half of the NBA titles.
Yeah. In case you're wondering, the winner of game one has gone on to win the series just over 75% of the time. The team that wins game one on its home court, that number jumps to just under 85%. Golden State has been good at home. They've won 11 straight games. They're 31-10 at home this year, which is not that impressive. But every series is different. You look at the numbers, You know, Boston didn't show up in game one against Miami, didn't show up in game one against Milwaukee, and not only losing, but losing by double digits. You got Golden State as a, right now, DraftKings says 3.5 point favorite. Okay. I thought it'd be a little bit more than that, but if anybody thinks that Boston is going to bow out in, you know, five games, I'd say think again. It's a good team, resilient team, but sometimes they almost have to be knocked down to get back up to then knock you down. It's a weird dynamic. But if you jump out on top of Golden State tonight, now you have the attention of the basketball world. If Golden State wins, we're going to go, okay, we expected that. Now what happens to you in game two? We'll take a break. Phone calls coming up. Reggie will join us a little bit later on. Not only the 20-year anniversary of Fritzy and myself, our relationship, it was on this day, 20 years ago, The Wire came out. Better story. My relationship with Fritzy or The Wire. More tension.
Wow.
More arrests. More murders. Let's take a break. We're back after this Dan Patrick Show. LifeLock. They do exactly that. Lock up your life because there's some bad people out there. It's important to understand how cybercrime and identity theft are affecting our lives. Your personal information gets exposed very often. And you know what? We put it out there on the internet, and cyber criminals are going to steal your identity. But here to protect your identity, LifeLock by Norton. LifeLock detects and alerts you to potential identity threats that you might not see on your own. Like crimes committed by thieves pretending to be you. Don't become a victim of identity theft. And if you do, a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock is quick to point out no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But it's easy to help protect yourself with LifeLock. Identity theft protection starts right here. Join now. Save up to 25% off your first year. Promo code Patrick, 1-800-LIFELOCK, or go to LifeLock.com. Promo code Patrick for 25% off. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know what I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Pauly. But it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one, thick-cut, flip-your-whole-world-upside-down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice, and you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
It's usually this time of the year, and I'm guilty of this as well. The one sport that we don't really know or don't follow during the regular season, but we get into the postseason, and then you come out, and the analysts come out of the woodwork. Like, you know, that power play, you know, the third line for the Avs, you know, you got to watch out for that. The Oilers and the Avalanche, you had the Rangers rolling the Lightning. Also, I was thinking about this. Of all the play-by-play guys in all the sports, the most necessary play-by-play person is in hockey, because what you say on TV is also what you could say on radio and vice versa, because you have to describe all the action. In football, you kind of step away and compliment the action. Baseball, you don't need, baseball has all the information on the screen and it's slow. You can watch, you can decipher what's going on. Football, you can figure out what's going on. You don't really need play-by-play on TV. Basketball, you don't need it. Camera angles are great, bring you close to the action. You know the players, they don't have helmets on. But with hockey, you have to have that play-by-play guy. And he's got to describe everything. And a lot of times with TV, you're told to compliment what you see. Because, you know, for the most part, you know it's a missed shot, or you made the shot, or you made two of three free throws, or whatever it might be. Hockey, you got to describe everything. And I have great respect for those, obviously Doc Emmerich, their ability to be able to capture that every single night. And these games usually come down to, you know, one or two goals. Last night, that wasn't the case. Rangers roll the Lightning 6-2. And I was wondering about, of all the sports, the sport where the game one final is a true indicator of what's going to happen in the series. Because a lot of times you'll see a blowout and you go, oh my God, we got no chance here. You know, baseball's momentum is next day's pitcher. So if you lose 1-0 or, you know, 10-2, that never bothered me. I'd go like, it's just one game. Go back to the Yankees and the Pirates when the Pirates won the World Series on Bill Mazeroski's home run. Pirates won all those close games. The Yankees, in the games they won, the three games, they blew out the Pirates. Probably outscored them by 20 runs in those three wins. But the Pirates won those close games, and including Mazeroski's home run. Rangers over the Lightning, I expect the Lightning to come back and win in game two. It's just what Tampa does. You know, the Oilers and the Avalanche, you know, the Avs are favored to win it all. Can they win back-to-back games at home here? But the true indicator of, man, we have no chance. I remember when the 76ers played the Celtics. I think that was the Boston Massacre. It was called that. And I think they lost by 40 points. And, you know, the indication was Philly's going to dominate the Celtics. Well, Celtics ended up winning the series. But watching these sports, what is the true indicator of, like tonight, Golden State wins. Let's say Boston wins tonight. Oh, my gosh. Warriors are in trouble. Or it's only one game. Like, that's what I'm curious about, because we're always looking for momentum. Who has the momentum? If Boston's only a 3.5-point underdog, so it's not out of the question that they would steal this game coming up tonight, even with their lack of experience, including their head coach. But hockey's always interesting because the goalie. What have you figured out? And goaltenders, sometimes you're like, oh, you know, he's standing on his head. You know, you can't score on him. And that can carry you through an entire series, through an entire playoff. But when it comes to basketball, all right, one game. Baseball, it's just the pitcher sometimes. Yes, Todd.
But also, especially looking at the Heat and Celtics, they each beat each other by like 20 points on each other's court. So we're not going to get much to know what's going to happen after just game one tonight. And with the Lightning, could have just been an off night. They were talking about how great both of these goalies are. So did the Rangers figure something out offensively, or is this guy entitled to one bad night by the net?
And that's what you're trying to figure out. Like, what did you learn? What do you know? But it is a bad sign, I think, the Lightning, you know, losing like that 6-2. But sometimes, you know, with the NBA, we've seen these blowouts. And it can be with either team because of the three-point shot. You make them, you don't. You win by a lot, you don't. You can get blown out. The other team makes more than you would expect them to make. They steal a win. We saw that with the Heat and the Celtics here. Yeah, Paul.
Don't you kind of expect the Celtics to win tonight because of that? The Celtics are fired up. They've got this defense that the Warriors have not dealt with a lot. The Warriors are much more of a paced team. If they lose tonight by four, the Warriors aren't going to be like, oh my gosh. They know, hey, it's seven games. We got to win four. We're going to win four of these seven. I could definitely see the Celtics winning because that new defense, and they're, you know, all fired up for the first game.
It felt like they were celebrating a little too much the win against the Miami Heat, in my opinion.
Oh.
I didn't like that. I did not like that. They celebrated like they won a championship. Now, they may think, you know, we got through the Eastern Conference. Now we're going to the finals, and we expect to win. Okay. But they celebrated a little too much for me. It's like, okay, you beat the Heat. You survived the Heat. You nearly blew a 13-point lead. I would be like, all right, let's go. We save our celebration. Yeah, Seton.
There is almost no more sure thing than if the Celtics win big tonight, they lose the series.
Oh, yeah.
That is the easiest money ever.
Wow. Paulie's got Boston winning tonight.
Straight up, yeah. Not even against the spread.
Yeah, money line. All right. Yeah, Paul.
There was this fight last night. I can't remember the two guys with the Lightning and the Rangers. And they're kind of, it wasn't a brawl. It's more like a little kind of dance around and a little shot, dance around a little shot. And then they went to the ice. You know how the refs step in and they get between them?
Yeah.
The ref stepped in and kind of got between the two like a sandwich. And then the guy on top went around the ref and was punching the guy lightly in the face. And the guy on the ground was like trying to get the ref off him so he could get to the other guy. And the poor ref was kind of in no man's land.
Sometimes it feels like a Three Stooges skit.
Yeah.
You know, where you're like, rah, 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 and you poke him in the eye. All right, 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com. Dylan, our graphics guy, just sent me something. The Lightning gave up 3 goals total to the Panthers in the entire previous series, giving up 6 goals last night against the Rangers. And the stat of the day.
Thought that'd be a pretty good one, DP.
Man.
Stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes that
what?
Stat of the day.
Darren in North Carolina leads us off. Hi, Darren. What's on your mind today?
Hey, good morning, Dan, Danette. I just had to call and give Fritzy a little tip. You know, he said he went to Hallmark for $7 cards. But, you know, you can go to Dollar Tree and get the same card for a dollar. And then the comment on it is, Fritzy, 20 years, man. You can't just spend $5 or $7. 20 years. Come on.
All right. There. I said the same thing. I mean, if you're going to tell me you're going to get a card, but then you don't because it's $5 or $6, quoting you.
Rip you off there in those stores these days.
Yeah. I mean, I'm giving you a shout-out on national radio and TV.
But wasn't it nicer that I came to you and just said it to you in person instead of just, you know, passive-aggressively throwing a card on your keyboard?
I would rather have the card.
Wow.
Yeah, it'd be nice.
I messed up.
It'd be a nice surprise because Fritzy comes in. First thing he says to me, you know what today is? I go, Thursday. He goes, no. You know what today
is? The Wire, 20th.
And I said, yeah, 20 years ago, The Wire dropped. No.
Tonight's game one of the NBA Finals.
No.
Game two of the Avalanche and the Oilers.
It's a day before Meat Friday. No. And I go, what? 20 years ago today? And then he pauses. And I go, what? He goes, we started working together.
I thought it was worth a little drama.
It was.
I had to do a little pause there.
Yeah. Yeah, see.
Gary Hopwood tweeted at us, interesting. 20 years ago, The Wire came out. Also 20 years ago, Dan hired The Wire.
Why?
Why? Why?
Nice.
Maybe more impactful hire.
No, you know what? I've been very lucky to have Fritzy in these last 20 years. Very lucky. Let me try that again. I've been 3-2.
There you go.
About 30% lucky today, though.
I've been very, very lucky to have Fritzy the last 20 years.
A little more lucky for hour three today than...
Yeah, because I got hours. Reggie Miller.
And he comes on every week.
And so he's my friend. That's why
I'm really booking.
Yeah.
Basically no guests today.
And thank you for not booking anybody today.
You could focus on the date.
So we could have more time to talk about...
Still dining out on yesterday's guest list.
Oh.
That was the plan all along. More time to talk about our relationship. Yeah. Guests get in the way.
I said to Fritzy, when the show ends, the show ends. Now we move to the next day.
Todd should book the first guest he booked for you today. Do you remember who that was, Todd? The very first...
I have to dig in one of those old notebooks in the cobwebs of the closet somewhere.
Was it like David Beckham or Phil Jackson, somebody like that?
Something like that. It was a lot of L.A.-related guests that first
Yes, Paulie.
Well, that would be the first guest of the new Dan Patrick Show with KLAC in 2007. The first guest Todd booked would have been June of 2002. That would probably more likely a Peter Gammons type situation.
Very possible.
I do have my notes.
Peter Gammons.
I would bet it's a 30% chance it's Peter Gammons.
That's
if it's
a Jason Stark situation.
But what about Rick Riley?
Rick Riley? No. Riles was a couple years later. Remember, this is June of 2002.
Okay.
So at the mothership, a David Aldridge.
Okay.
Possibly.
Now, you know what? It could have been like a Barry Melrose.
Possibly.
Because he was in studio. He could walk over.
Yeah, Thundercrack.
What was going on? June 2nd, 2002, probably NBA Finals.
Mm-hmm.
Would that have been the Spurs? Off the top of my head. I don't know.
Yes, Todd.
Yeah, like a Kirchen or a Soup Campbell. Had to be something like that.
Yeah. Tim Kirchen. That's a good
guy. That just kind of fell right in our lap with no effort on my part.
Yeah, you just walked over like, you know.
Hey, Todd. Yeah, sure. 9:20. What? It would be actually 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock. What time are you?
Andrew in Washington. Hi, Andrew. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, Dan and Danettes. Happy 20th Todd anniversary day.
Thank you.
I did think of one way you could let Todd celebrate, if you decide to, is he can choose Meat Friday's menu, which would make it really easy for Tyler to cook. Wouldn't be anything special, but he could choose it. Secondly, I do have a stat of the day going into the NBA Finals.
All right. Marv, hit the music.
There's only been three players since 1971 to average 10-plus points in the fourth quarter of multiple final series. Michael Jordan, 93, 97, 98, Shaquille O'Neal in 95 and 2000, and Stephen Curry in 2015 and 2018.
Thank you, Andrew. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Do you have this day in sports history?
A little bit. The lead on this day in 2002 was the NBA Western Conference Finals Game 7. Lakers-Kings, Dan. The Lakers-Kings, Kobe had 30, Shaq had 35 and 13, Rick Fox had 13-7, and Derek Fisher, Robert Horry, that was the squad back then. Versus Chris Webber, Mike Bibby, Doug Christie, Hedo Turkoglu, Vlade Divac, and Peja Stojakovic. What a great squad they
had. It was.
So that was the lead 20 years ago today, sports-wise.
Okay. Let's see. Terry in Rochester. Hi, Terry. What do you have for me today?
Hey, Dan. How you doing?
Good, Terry.
Hey, I got a... Man, it's already been two stats of the day already. I got one for you, too.
Okay. Hit the music, Marv.
Okay, two of the most storied franchises in the NBA, Lakers and Celtics. We had plenty of guys to go from the Celtics to the Lakers, Lakers to the Celtics over the years. But there are only two guys in NBA history that have won the championship with those two teams. And they're Clyde.
Oh, so sorry, Terry.
Look out!
Yeah. So, I knew it. He was late getting in, and then he got hit by the wave.
God, I love that.
I know.
The little voice just fading away.
Yeah, if only two guys are in, boom. All right, Terry, I'll let you give the answer.
Clyde Lovellette and Rajon Rondo.
All right.
They're the only two guys that won the championship with both franchises.
All right. Well, thank you, Terry. Appreciate that. Yeah, Paul.
I'm going back to this game 20 years ago. I think I want to rewatch it. It was, again, Lakers-Kings Western Conference Finals. Went overtime, 112-106. Kobe Bryant played 53 minutes.
Was Tim Donaghy refereeing that game?
Oh, give me a minute.
I loved watching Peja Stojakovic. People don't talk about, you know, when you talk about pure shooters, Peja, catch and shoot, he's up there.
Wow. Shaq played 50 minutes.
Dan Patrick, shut the hell up.
Dang.
Yeah.
Chris Webber played 52 minutes.
When you look at teams, most talented teams that didn't win titles, that Sacramento Kings, they had a couple of years where, you know, they just ran into the Lakers. That's a good team. That's a good all-around team. Yeah, Paul.
The officials were Dan Crawford, Bernie Fryer, and Eddie Rush.
Ed Rush. All right, more phone calls, 877-3DP-SHOW, email address, dp@danpatrick.com. We'll talk about Kyler Murray showing up at the Cardinals OTAs. Chris in South Carolina. Hi, Chris.
Dan, good morning.
Good morning.
Chris, 510, 190. Today's also a special day. It's my hot wife's birthday, and after her performance on the skit last week, I know you don't typically like to wish people happy birthday all the time, but also request for Father's Day maybe a new t-shirt called Congrats on Your Wife. That's all I got.
Okay. By the way, Chris. Hey, Chris.
Yeah.
Tell your wife I said happy birthday.
I will. I definitely will.
Okay. Yeah. Chris said in this video, he took a pie to the face. I'm not looking at that. I'm looking at his wife. I'm going, all right, congratulations, Chris.
All right, Chris.
Yeah. All right, you go, Chris.
His kid's lapping up whipped cream off the floor.
So Chris gets smacked in the face with his wife right by the pool, and he falls into the pool. There's a dog there that starts licking up the pie, and then he's got his little son who's, I don't know, four or five. He comes out there, gets down on all fours, starts licking up the pie on the pool. Yeah, you tell her I said happy birthday. Joe in Ohio. Hi, Joe. How are you today?
Hey, Dan. Two quick things. One's about the match, and one I have an observation about Fritzy. So regarding the match, I thought it was the best one yet. I thought Charles Barkley was amazing. And seeing these guys spray the ball at the fans. I think I heard an old man scream once. I was actually laughing the whole time because he got hit. And when Charles goes, we're going to watch someone get killed on live television, yep. I was dying.
Yep.
So I thought it was the best one yet. And yep. Here is my observation about Fritzy. You know, he's always complaining about the onion bagel, the Chinese, the people getting snow off his car. He's a Karen. And it hit me. Fritzy is a Karen, and he's the guy that wants to speak to the manager. And it was a sad realization, but I needed to call in to get that across.
All right, Joe.
Wow.
Fritzy is a Karen. Yes, Tom?
I take offense to that because I always go out of my way to say positive things to the manager. I rarely complain. I'll complain to you guys. But
the onion bagel incident.
I know, but I let it be known that I was upset that they ran out of onion bagels and they don't have tuna anymore as an option.
Okay,
but I didn't say let me speak to your manager, try to get anybody fired or something.
That poor girl, who's probably a high school senior, and you're berating her over not having an onion bagel.
You got to be kidding me! It's like it's that early in the day. You're gonna be how do you run out of onion bagel so fast? And what do you mean you can't get tuna here anymore? And obviously she doesn't have the answers to that.
She's not running the place.
I know, but I stopped at that point. I went to a plain bagel with cream cheese or whatever, and I never said, like, you know, try to get her fired or let me talk to your manager. There must be an onion bagel hidden there that you can't find back there somewhere.
Thoughts and prayers for you. Really incredible that you got through.
I do take pride in it. Really, if I have good service, I always ask for the manager to say that we had a really lovely meal because of Alice or Joe was really, really took good care of us. Whatever it is.
Yes. Fritzy's a Karen is... I don't know that I'm ever going to be able to erase that from my memory.
Now, that feels like a t-shirt.
Holy smokes.
Fritzy's a Karen. That is so unfair.
Fritzy's a Karen.
We might have that on the website within hours.
We have an iTeam report coming up. Also, our play of the day up next. Dan Patrick Show. As we get older, it's hard to stay energized and even tougher to lose weight. That's why I've taken M-Drive for a couple of years now. Supplements for driven guys looking to increase their energy, strength, and drive. You can find it at Walgreens, Rite Aid, and Vitamin Shoppe or mdrivedan.com. You're trying to look your best. Maybe you want to lose some weight for the summer, but you also want to increase lean muscle and energy. M-Drive's new weight loss bundle is right for you. The bundle includes M-Drive Lean, also M-Drive Boost and Burn, best-selling supplement, supports healthy T-levels, energy, metabolism, and endurance. Don't let age slow you down. You want to look and feel your best this summer? This is a great way to start your day, every single day. I like to look at it as a new New Year's resolution. If you want to start it in June, M-Drive Weight Loss Bundle, mdrivedan.com. Automatic 10% savings plus free shipping. If you don't love it after 60 days, you get your money back guaranteed. MDriveDan.com and tell them we sent you. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Paulie. But it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one, thick-cut, flip-your-whole-world-upside-down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice. And you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
Oh, my God.
The play. The play's called play. Of the day.
Let's go.
Check this out.
Lafreniere back for Filipino. Topolcockle. Right out in front, and Hedl scores again. Philip Hedl is on fire, and the Rangers lead for the third time tonight.
The sea is silent. He's not. Five goals in the Rangers' last three games. That's courtesy of the mothership. Sean McDonough with the call. Play of the day brought to you by Discover. Has your back with cashback. Use Discover to earn 5% cashback at gas stations and Target now through June on up to $1,500 in purchases when you activate. Learn more at discover.com/rewards. Limitations, like Fritzy, do apply. We have an I-Team report.
And now, wow. We go to the newsroom for an I-Team investigation.
The motto of our news team is...
We don't break news. We sprain it.
Let's go to the newsroom. Paulie?
Dan, a lovely story today on the Dan Patrick Show. Fritzy, 20 years working with you. 20 years to go today was your first show at the Dan Patrick Show, right, Fritzy? 20 years ago today.
Yeah.
20 years ago today was your first day on the Dan Patrick Show working the show.
Oh, boy.
20 years ago today was a Sunday.
Oh. That's very funny. Because I had wondered if it was June 2nd or June 3rd, so I went with June 2nd thinking that my memory served me correctly, but we did not have a show at
Sunday.
Wait.
You were,
so it's tomorrow,
you
happy
were really emotional.
I was
when
emotional.
When you came in today.
But I always knew in the back of my mind, it's true, that like, it was June 2nd or June 3rd, and I was pretty sure it was June 2nd. And I didn't even bother to look to see what day of the week. I figured it's a Wednesday or Thursday or Monday or whatever. But that's very funny. That would make tomorrow, actually.
We're not doing it tomorrow.
We're not doing it tomorrow.
No.
And I'm probably not going to get a card between now and tomorrow.
No. Let's get it out of the way today.
So it's 20th anniversary Eve. That's very funny that June 2nd, 02 is a Sunday.
Thank you.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. It reminds me of my mother-in-law that she was celebrating her 50th wedding anniversary. And we're preparing this, and it's a big deal. And as she walks down the aisle, you know, for this ceremony, she says to my wife, I made a mistake. It's our 51st wedding anniversary. So we celebrated their 51st anniversary as if it was their 50th anniversary. She had lost track. After all those years, she goes, oh, I made a mistake. It's 51. I went, all right, no worries. It happens to the best of them.
Really, it happens.
Yeah. 20 years ago tomorrow. It's going to be so emotional.
Yeah. And by the way, Dan, 20 years ago and 3 days from now, the New Jersey Nets and Los Angeles Lakers started their four-game finals.
Yeah, the sweep. Yeah. I was at that game, that series. Shaq was unbelievable. You go back with the Nets, they had Jason Kidd. They had Kenyon Martin. They had Keith Van Horn. Kerry Kittles, the infamous Kerry Kittles. Lucius Harris, was he on that team?
Bloop, bloop.
Bloop, bloop. Okay.
Richard Jefferson?
Yeah.
That's all I got. Shaq was unbelievable.
Lakers bench was Devin George, Brian Shaw, Samaki Walker, Lindsey Hunter, and Slava Medvedenko.
Slava Medvedenko. What would Stephen A. say about Slava Medvedenko?
Can't play down low, can't play outside, can't play my team. You got to boom, boom, boom.
He'd always do that. And Michael Olowa Candy.
Olowa Candy. He's like, he's stealing candy.
Can't play today, can't play tomorrow, can't play next year. Michael Olowa Candy. Josh in San Antonio. Hi, Josh. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. I was calling to wish everyone a happy Fritziversary, but, you know, I guess that's not doing a thing anymore.
No.
But also, Dan, real quick, I not oftentimes do I disagree with you, but on this whole greeting card thing, I don't want my buddy spending another $6 or $7 at the store. I think you got to appreciate the gesture a little bit on this one. Right. One time I bought like 4,000 greeting cards at a garage sale to avoid spending $6 every time it was a birthday or anniversary.
Josh, were the cards used?
No, they were new. They were new. They were packaged up. They were like packed up, like old, outdated. They were a little outdated, you know.
All right.
But
I can appreciate that.
I appreciate the gesture on this one, Dan.
Okay. Thank you, Josh. Yeah, Paul.
What's everyone's policy on cards for men? Like, if I get you a gift, Dan, if I get you a box of cigars, I'm not getting you a card. That's not policy with us, right?
I don't. Cards are awkward. Because then you're usually reading them right in front of the person who gave it to you.
But sometimes cards are mandatory.
Oh, yeah, yeah. From the man making it mandatory to your wife.
Yes.
Your girlfriend. Your mom.
But man-on-man cards, no? That sounds like a new business.
Yes, it does. Don't go to that website. Seaton.
I feel like man-on-man birthday card is awkward. Man-on-man thank you is different.
Now, thank you card or thank you note?
What's the difference?
Thank you note is a personalized, like it has your, from the desk of Paul Pabst.
Okay, but if it, right, so if you went to, say, your local pharmacy and you bought a million ways to say thank you, you know, like one of those cheesy things that's already written out, that to me feels like a no-no. But if you have a card that you write a thank you note into, that feels okay.
Well, Fritzy's got these limerick greeting cards that you can get on danpatrick.com. I thought that you would either come up with a limerick or you would just give me one of your limerick cards. I mean, you had 20 years to prepare for this.
Well, 19 years and 364 days. Yes, dude, there's still a window left.
Yeah, Paul.
The man card is a bottle of booze, isn't it? Like, you don't give a guy, like, let's say Seton did me a big favor and something like that. I want to pay him back. I'm going to get him a bottle of tequila or a bottle of whiskey, I think.
All right.
No card.
Well, when you gave me a bottle of bourbon, I don't think you gave me a card with that.
Absolutely not.
Yeah. Yes, Eden.
I once brought my neighbor a four-pack of beer, of like a good beer, you know, that I knew he would appreciate because he's a guy who likes beer. And he wasn't home, but I gave it to his wife.
Was it a six-pack? And
No. I didn't give him the... Yeah.
Hey,
here's two-thirds of this six-pack, buddy.
I had a friend who came over with an open 12-pack, and there were like, you know, five of them left.
That's not cool.
And I said to John, where are the other seven? He goes, oh, sorry. That's all I had.
So I bring him this four-pack of beer, but he wasn't home. And it was, I think he had like shoveled our sidewalk and stuff like that during the winter. So I wanted to give him something to say thank you. And his wife went, oh, you brought man flowers. And I've never brought him beer since. You brought man flowers.
Wow.
Never brought him another four-pack, six-pack, nothing.
I never heard beer described that way.
Man flowers.
I'm okay with bringing man flowers. Absolutely. Somehow we got through the first hour on this Thursday. Anniversary-ish Thursday. One more item as we close out hour one, Full Sail University, officially a success. When we started the Dan Patrick School of Sportscasting at Full Sail University, which is an accelerated bachelor's degree in sportscasting, we started out with 5 students. Now we're over 400. And there's a reason for that. You come in, you learn, and then we help you get jobs. What university does that? Once you graduate, they say, see ya, thanks. That's not the way it works at Full Sail. We have you in front of the camera, behind the camera. We teach you all the aspects, broadcasting, podcasting, radio, everything in between.
Full Sail, they have so many great reasons why you'll love their approach to education. They combine hands-on learning, immersive projects, faculty with real-world experience. Full Sail University, earn your bachelor's degree in about half the time, as short as 20 months. You can learn online or Full Sail's beautiful campus in Orlando, Florida. To learn more about the Dan Patrick School of Sportscasting, go to fullsail.edu/danpatrick.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.